33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. There was a time when the United States imported a significant share of its natural gas. Those days are gone. Now there's more natural gas coming out of Texas than producers know what to do with. A lot of it's wasted, literally just burned off, which is why recently companies have been looking to the Gulf Coast as a hub to liquefy, then export natural gas. And one site that's drawn particular interest is the Port of Brownsville. It's a valuable piece of South Texas property, both to oil and gas interests and to wildlife. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks recently visited this area. Hey there, Michael.
Hey, David.
So tell us more about this natural gas project. What is this all about?
So this is actually one of three proposed projects to export liquefied natural gas from the Port of Brownsville. The one we're talking about is called the Enova LNG project. It's a big investment. 4 years to build, cost an estimated $4.5 billion, and then it's going to take 165 jobs to operate once it's up and running.
Wow. But what does this have to do with wildlife?
So environmentalists have a few concerns about the project: air quality, local fish populations, mm-hmm. things like that. But they also think that the Enova project could affect ocelots.
Wait a minute. Ocelots. You're going to have to remind me. That's a big cat, right?
It's bigger than a house cat.
Yeah.
It's but not quite the size of like a leopard or something. About 20 or 30 pounds. Kind of look like little jaguars, if you can picture that. Used to find them all the way up to southern Arkansas. Uh-huh. But as their habitat disappeared, so did they. They like this really dense, scrubby, thorny vegetation that's really not good for much of anything besides housing ocelots and, you know, other animals in that ecosystem. When I was down in South Texas, I talked to Boyd Lehovde about them. He manages a U.S. Fish and Wildlife property called the Laguna Atascosa National Wildlife Refuge.
Okay.
He told me that now there are less than 100 ocelots left in the U.S.
Wow.
Less than 100. Almost all of those are around the refuge he manages, and in order for them to survive long term, they're going to have to expand that gene pool.
Really, the only way to keep that genetic diversity in the population is that if there's connection with larger populations, and that is Mexico right now.
So there are still plenty of ocelots in Mexico, even though there aren't many left in the United States. So for years, groups like the Fish and Wildlife Service, they've been working with landowners to try and build this continuous corridor of ocelot habitat from Lehovde's refuge all the way down to the U.S.-Mexico border to hook these populations up.
So how does this plan for a corridor relate to the LNG project, which you're talking about at the Port of Brownsville?
So the proposed site for the LNG terminal sits between the wildlife refuge where many of the ocelots live and the southern border. And it's going to sit on a very narrow spot in this continuous corridor for ocelot habitat. It's already a choke point for traveling ocelots that would get even tighter if the LNG project is built there.
I see.
Which means it's got the potential to restrict that corridor and isolate the Texas ocelots.
Cut them off from the Mexican ocelots.
So here's Blahovde again.
It could potentially be a road to nowhere if the Enova site was completely developed.
Surely this has been brought to the attention of Enova. I mean, have they had anything to say about it?
Well, they have. They chose not to record an interview with me for the story, but they did send me some written answers to my questions. They say they're aware of the region's importance to ocelots. Mm-hmm. In 2016, the company hung game cameras around the site for a year, and over that time, didn't capture a single image of an ocelot.
Whoa.
Nonetheless, Enova changed its original plan for the site to include a corridor for wildlife to pass through. What this would be is a fenced-off area over on the western side of the LNG site.
Mm-hmm.
It would span the entire length of the site, 750 feet at its narrowest, all the way to 1,900 feet at its widest.
Well, I presume that is big enough for ocelots to pass through?
I'll let Blahovde answer that.
My short answer is that it depends. We really don't know if ocelots would use it because it's going to be an industrial site with light and noise and, you know, some disturbance probably to that corridor that's left.
Wow.
So the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission recently released a draft environmental impact statement that said even with the corridor, the project would likely have an adverse effect on the ocelot population. Enova says they're working with Fish and Wildlife to mitigate that.
So what happens next?
a final draft of that environmental impact statement. That's going to be released this spring. And then the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission will either give the thumbs up or the thumbs down to the project. Depending on how that goes, Enova will decide by the end of the year whether to pull the trigger and build the thing.
The Texas Standard's Michael Marks will be watching this story, obviously. Thanks so much for the update, Michael.
Thanks, David.